USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With one coronavirus vaccine being delivered across the country and already being used to vaccinate healthcare workers and at-risk Americans, and another likely to be approved this week, a massive immunization program is just beginning. But when will the general public begin to have access to those shots? Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says that could come sooner than many thought. He tells CNBC that the possibility for more vaccines coming to market could also move that date forward.
I believe that by the end of February into March, of course, depending on the decisions by our governors, but I believe we'll have enough supply out there to be reaching out into the general public for administration at your CVS's, Walgreens, Kroger's, and near the end of February into March. And if we get J&J and AstraZeneca coming in, their data should be here, we hope, the beginning to middle of January with FDA consideration later in the month.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.